Anybody who's been in a relationship with a narcissist will feel me on this one. You are dealing with someone who's not a standard human being. They don't have the same kinds of emotions. They most definitely do not have the same kind of empathy as normal people. On the plus side, narcissistic people are really predictable.
The fact is that narcissists cannot put themselves into your shoes. They cannot understand any type of pain that you feel because they're not capable of it on an emotional level. But this explanation isn't quite thorough enough because it leaves so many of us wondering, but what about all those times they did seem to be empathetic? How is that possible?
Problem is, they have these egos, tiny little fragile egos. They're like a little glass egg. They teeter on the end of their finger. Because this little ego is so fragile, it needs to be constantly fed, stroked, constantly built up. But when this doesn't happen, what happens? The narcissist becomes resentful, angry, unhappy with their lives.
The traits of narcissists seem to be the same across the board, regardless of their life circumstances, their relationship status, their culture, race, religion, financial status. It's almost like they have a playbook or something. But how is it possible that they're all so very similar? A client of mine recently referred to this as a narcissist program, noting that narcissists all seem to be running the same computer program. I have also, admittedly, found myself jokingly referring to narcissists as NPCs or non-player characters. It's a video game term I learned from my kids that means a programmed character that doesn't have a human behind it. How could they all be so similar? Is there something specifically neurological going on here? Is it a result of some sort of trauma? Or is there something else going on?
We know that NPD is characterized by arrogance, self-absorption, but now we also know there are structural abnormalities in that region of the brain that has been linked to empathy. Now, the left anterior insula region of the brain is believed to be involved with cognitive functioning, as well as the regulation of emotion. It has also been tied, of course, to empathy and compassion. One of the study authors actually said that while this area of the brain was already a region of interest for empathy, this study brought forth for the first time that empathy is structurally correlated in the brain. Researchers say the differences in the narcissist's brains are actually literally causing them to turn inward and self-focus. In a German study, for example, researchers found that the degree to which a person was able to exhibit empathy was directly tied to the amount of gray matter in the brain, both in the healthy individual as well as those with narcissistic personality disorder. And narcissists were typically found to have less gray matter in the brain, according to the study.
So I know what you're thinking. If narcissists are not empathetic, then how could they ever act like they are? Isn't this how empathy works? To be aware of and to choose your actions based on someone else's feelings, or at least the understanding of those feelings? Well, yes and no. My shorthand definition of empathy is that it is the ability to feel and care about how other people feel, and to act from that perspective. To be a little more clear, real empathy is the ability to sense, understand, and feel the emotions of someone else, even if you haven't had an identical experience. It means being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes. You can feel what they're feeling, even if you can't relate to exactly what they're going through, because you can sort of imagine how they must feel. You feel compassion for them, and you care about their feelings, and because of this, you act accordingly. There are three different types of empathy: cognitive, emotional, and compassionate. Emotional and compassionate empathy seem to be intrinsic for most people, and cognitive empathy can be learned.
But according to my research, people with narcissistic personality disorder do show less gray matter in the left anterior insula, which is the part of the brain that's linked to empathy. The layman's version of that scientific explanation is that those parts of the brain that mediate empathy, which is of course the ability to care about other people's feelings, are lower functioning and therefore less capable of focusing on others. In other words, a narcissist has less gray matter in their brain than someone who is capable of empathy.
Our emotions are generally regulated by neurotransmitters and by hormones that our body releases in response to a range of different stimuli. So a good example of that would be when the body releases endorphins or feel-good hormones. These act as antidepressants, which help us combat pain and stress. They're produced when we think about people we love and when we're very happy. Oh, and also when we exercise. Meanwhile, we also produce cortisol, the stress hormone. We do that when we think about things that make us anxious or when we wake up to our alarm clock. We produce norepinephrine when we're scared, melatonin when we're tired, dopamine when we're focused and motivated. Ultimately, these chemicals tell our brain how we should feel about certain things, whether we should remember them, and how our body should respond. But everyone has different levels of these chemicals, meaning some people are just naturally happier than other people. The good news is that tools like cognitive behavior therapy can teach us to control our reactions to things by seeing them in a different way, reframing as it were. This is the first step toward better emotional intelligence.
While there are various types of narcissists, and while they do exist at various levels of toxicity, sort of on a spectrum, there are four basic traits that every narcissist has in common. According to a 2013 study, researchers were able to define the following traits as being shared among all narcissists, despite other definitions and forms of the personality disorder. It didn't matter if they were a covert narcissist or an overt one, or one of the many other types that we've defined. So what are the four qualities shared by all narcissists? Regardless of classification, all narcissists will display the following qualities. Number one, they're selfish. Number two, they disregard other people. Number three, they are self-centered. And number four, they lack empathy. All of this basically leads to the fact that narcissists have very low emotional quotients, or EQs, and now we have structural proof of that.
Our EQ is a crucial measurement of our ability to understand ourselves and other people and to identify and regulate emotion. The EQ can predict our career success, our relationships, and more. It's really an important and highly valuable asset to have. Emotional intelligence appears to correlate with IQ. It is generally thought that you can train your emotional intelligence by learning to better understand your motivation and the motivations and the actions of other people. How about that? Who do we know that could benefit from that? Narcissist? Oh, yeah, good. Okay. But while emotional intelligence can certainly be broken down into a series of learnable abilities, it is also strongly linked to our personalities and to the neurological processes. In many ways, our capacity for understanding emotions and controlling our own emotions is biological, as in we were born that way. Empathy is controlled by mirror neurons, which fire in the brain when we see other people get rejected by a crush on TV. Our mirror neurons fire off and we feel sad for that person. Likewise, when we see someone smiling at us, our mirror neurons fire and we produce serotonin and we feel happier. This is what gives us empathy. This is what largely makes it possible for many of our social interactions. At the same time, when you see someone smile, you will tend to automatically copy that gesture and smile yourself. This in turn can lead to something we call facial feedback, which basically means that we produce neurotransmitters that are keeping in with the expression that we're pulling. So what does that mean? It means if you smile, your body is programmed to make you feel better. Your body recognizes that smile means happy and it gives you more of those happy hormones, happy neurotransmitters. So if you want to feel better, try smiling. Yeah, it works.
But back to the point of this video, does this mean that the structural abnormalities in a narcissist's brain lend to the idea that they are incapable of change? I think it's possible.
Dr. David Hawkins is a psychotherapist who has said, I can change a narcissist, I have cured a narcissist. And I've talked about him before on this channel a couple of different times. The first time when a viewer came to me and said, hey, have you heard about this guy? What do you think about what he has to say? So the first step that I hear him talking about is he thinks that if a narcissist has an appropriate breakdown, they could feasibly come out of it and behave properly. There's some truth to that. He gives an example in a video. He says that he has a client, and this client was in his care getting therapy because his wife left him. Dr. Hawkins worked with this client to help him have the breakdown, which occurred because of the fact that his wife left him. Dr. Hawkins goes on to say that he helped him work through all his little issues and help him learn how to process emotions correctly. And now he says this couple is enjoying the relationship better than they ever have before, something of that nature. So what it comes down to is I would like to know how those people are doing in 6 months. I'd like to know how they're doing in a year. Because what I have seen is that when a narcissist changes, they will change. Absolutely, they'll change if they are threatened or if something that they want is going to be taken away from them, such as maybe their primary source of supply, and depending on the narcissist. But what happens is the change is temporary almost every time. I've never personally seen a narcissist permanently change, and I've not been able to find a lot of other people who agree that you can permanently help a narcissist change or heal from narcissism. Dr. Hawkins argues that change is only likely to occur in these cases if they really do think they're going to lose something, if what they stand to lose is greater than what they have to give to change.
I don't know about Dr. David Hawkins, and if somebody has full-blown narcissistic personality disorder, I'm fairly traditional in a lot of my approaches. And that is one of them, which is, no, my understanding of the mechanics of the disorder are such that if they have that rare diagnosis, they will, as an intrinsic element of narcissistic personality disorder, they kind of have to reject therapy. They have to reject help from the outside and help within their most intimate and vulnerable spaces.
So what it comes down to with Dr. Hawkins, in my opinion, is that he's teaching behavior modification, and narcissists who are afraid they're going to lose someone or who are trying to get back a valued source of supply might temporarily change their behavior thanks to behavior modification and extensive therapy. Now, with that being said, according to what I heard from the videos that I watched of Dr. Hawkins, as well as from several clients of his who reached out to me after these videos were done, it does require the person to maintain and stay in therapy as long as they are going forward. And even those who said, yes, I was helped, my husband was helped, my wife was helped by this person, which I think, to be honest with you, I think he only works with male narcissists, then even those people said, now it only happens once a month or once a week or whatever. So it still goes on. It does not change. And any change that does come is a result of behavior modification, not true, deep, intrinsic change.
Cure is a pretty strong word to use in this context. I mean, it would be remarkable, not least because if we come at it from another angle in terms of psychoanalysis and psychotherapeutic practice, we know and we accept that childhood trauma is very, very hard to deal with. Basically, to say I can cure narcissism is to say I can cure deep, long-term, deep-seated childhood trauma, its effects. And if that were true, he would have done something truly remarkable. And if that were true, and he had uncovered such a methodology, why would he be focusing on narcissistic predators instead of on everybody else who suffered childhood trauma? So it seems like a spurious claim that's guaranteed to do its own marketing for you. I would be very suspicious of anybody claiming that.
So the question now is, can a narcissist change? Is it possible for a narcissist to change? They don't change. Can they? Sure. Yeah. It's possible. And in my opinion, what that would take is they would need to identify and overcome their core wound, heal it, dig deep down and find out exactly what it is that's stopping them from being a normal, healthy person, what it is that's stopping them from having empathy for other people, and then heal that problem and then learn empathy again as though they were small children. You will never see a narcissist do this, in my opinion. And from my research, anybody that I have found who actually claims a narcissist has changed, inevitably what it all boils down to is that that person has been taught how to deal with a narcissist. Narcissists might have certain behavior modifications in place, but in general, what it comes down to is that the person claiming a narcissist has changed has literally changed themselves and the way they deal with the narcissist. I have not ever heard of a single narcissist successfully changing.
I mean, I've heard that there's people on the internet who've claimed it, but people on the internet claim all kinds of things.
Regardless of the type of narcissist, regardless of the way their life looks, regardless of their personality, it all comes down to the one factor: they all lack empathy. Well, a 2014 study agrees that narcissists, whether they are clinical or subclinical, lack empathy. But the study wanted to find out, is it possible to teach a narcissist empathy? So the study was done by Erica Hepper, Claire Hart, and Konstantin Tsedekidis. I'm not sure I'm saying that one right. Anyway, and it was published in the Personality and Psychology Bulletin. It suggests that potentially the narcissist can learn empathy. Sort of. And like many other narcissism studies, the first thing they did was they had all the participants fill out basically the narcissistic personality inventory to see which ones were on the scale of narcissism, which ones were subclinical, and which ones were not narcissists. Once this was done, they asked each participant to watch a video related to domestic violence. And some of the participants were given instructions to imagine how the people in the video might feel, while others were given no instructions at all. Now, here's what's interesting about this. When they did watch the video, when they reviewed the participants' reaction, those who scored high in narcissism, when they were not given instruction, did not have any empathy for the people in the video. They just watched the video. But then those who didn't show narcissism in their personalities of the toxic nature, they had empathy without instruction. Now, on the flip side of this, and here's where it gets interesting, when the narcissists were given instructions on being able to give feedback on how the people felt in the video, they showed similar levels of empathy to those who are not narcissists when given instruction to think about how the participants in the video felt or the people in the video. They did another part, another section of this study
study where they had the participants watch a video of a couple breaking up. Of course, the non-narcissists, they showed empathy in both cases, whether or not they were given instructions to think about how the participants felt. But in the part of the study where narcissists were involved, this is interesting, those who were not given instructions, their heart rates did not increase while they watched people breaking up in the video. Those who were asked to think about how the people in the video felt, their heart rate increased, very much like an empath or a non-narcissist would. So what did this study figure out, and how does this have to do with anything? Well, the study determined that narcissists could display empathy when instructed to do so by being told to think about how other people felt. Basically, if a narcissist is told or instructed to take another person's perspective, they can have empathy. And they further determined that if that narcissist would choose to have empathy for another person, say a spouse who is about to leave them or something like that, then they could employ empathy. So it's not that they don't necessarily have the ability to have empathy, it's that it doesn't come naturally to them. So the idea is that if for some reason they need or feel they need to take someone else's perspective and develop empathy, it's possible. But because they don't naturally do it, most narcissists won't do it. Let's talk about the narcissist's sort of empathy deficit, shall we? Here's the thing. When we say narcissists have no empathy, we don't necessarily mean that they're not capable of figuring out how you feel. What we mean is that narcissists don't feel empathy in the same way as most people do. They have no compassion, no remorse, and they don't feel regret unless they regret a choice they made because it negatively affected them in some way. Does this mean that we can teach our narcissists how to have empathy and be better spouses and relatives and friends to us? I don't think so, and here's why. When a narcissist is caught up in their own emotions, when they believe things are XYZ a certain way, generally what happens is that they are far less capable of trying to think about how anyone else feels. They're wrapped up in their own emotions. So in other words, the narcissist is capable of understanding exactly what you think or feel on a cognitive level, but not an emotional one. They can think about what someone else is feeling, but it doesn't affect their emotional state directly, nor does it play a part in how they treat the other person. The exception is when the narcissist thinks someone feels negatively about them. This situation will make them feel angry, offended, and generally upset, and that usually manifests itself in narcissistic rage and narcissistic injury. The truth is that while narcissists find it very easy to learn the motions on how to appear empathetic, they're usually just imitating what they've seen others doing.
This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, do you believe that narcissists have a difference in brain structure? And what do you think this could mean for their ability to change? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it.
As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. And before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.